Anyhow, Bob Arctor thought, we won't have to keep sweeping aphids out of the house after Jerry's been by to visit. He felt like laughing, thinking about it. They had, once, invented a routine, mostly Luckman had because he was good at that, funny and clever, about a psychiatric explanation for Jerry's aphid trip. It had to do, naturally, with Jerry Fabian as a small child. Jerry Fabian, see, comes home from first grade one day with his little books under his arm, whistling merrily, and there, sitting in the dining room beside his mother, is this great aphid about 4 feet high. His mother is gazing at it fondly. What's happening? Little Jerry Fabian inquires. This here is your older brother, his mother says, who you've never met before. He's come to live with us. I like him better than you. He can do a lot of things you can't. And from then on, Jerry Fabian's mother and father continually compare him unfavorably with his older brother, who is an aphid. As the two of them grow up, Jerry progressively gets more and more of an inferiority complex, naturally. After high school, his brother receives a scholarship to college, while Jerry goes to work in a gas station. After that, this brother, the aphid, becomes a famous doctor or scientist. He wins the Nobel Prize. Jerry is still rotating tires at the gas station, earning $1.50 an hour. His mother and father never cease reminding him of this. They keep saying, if only you could have turned out like your brother. Finally, Jerry runs away from home, but he still subconsciously believes aphids to be superior to him. At first, he imagines he is safe, but then he starts seeing aphids everywhere in his hair and around the house because his inferiority complex has turned into some kind of sexual guilt and the aphids are a punishment he inflicts on himself, etc. It did not seem funny now. Now that Jerry had been lugged off in the middle of the night at the request of his own friends, they themselves, all of them present with Jerry that night, had decided to do it. It couldn't be either postponed or avoided. Jerry that night had piled every goddamn object in his house against the front door, like maybe 900 pounds of assorted crap, including couches and chairs and a refrigerator and TV set, and then told everybody that a giant, super-intelligent aphid from another planet was out there preparing to break in and get him. And more would be landing later on, even if he got this one. These extraterrestrial aphids were smarter by far than any humans and would come directly through the walls, if necessary, revealing their actual secret powers in such ways. To save himself as long as possible, he had to flood the house with cyanide gas, which he was prepared to do. How was he prepared to do this? He had already taped all the windows and doors airtight. He then proposed to turn on the water faucets in the kitchen and bathroom, flooding the house, saying that the hot water tank in the garage was filled with cyanide, not water. He had known this for a long time and was saving it for last, as a final defense. They would all die themselves, but at least it would keep the superintelligent aphids out. His friends phoned the police, and the police broke down the front door and dragged Jerry off to the NA clinic. The last thing Jerry said to them all was, "Bring my things later on. Bring my new jacket with the beads on the back." He had just bought it. He liked it a lot. It was about all he liked anymore. He considered everything else he owned contaminated. No, Bob Arctor thought, it doesn't seem funny now. And he wondered why it ever had. Maybe it had stemmed from fear, the dreadful fear they had all felt during the last weeks being around Jerry. Sometimes in the night, Jerry had told them, he prowled his house with a shotgun, sensing the presence of an enemy, preparing to shoot first, before being shot. That is, both of them. And now, Bob Arctor thought, I've got an enemy. Or anyhow, I've come onto his trail, signs of him. Another slushed creep in his final stages like Jerry. And when the final stages of that shit hits, he thought, it really does hit. Better than any special Ford or GM ever sponsored on primetime TV.